Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. This is John Fawcett with the Great America Show Midday Update for Thursday, March 28th. House Speaker Mike Johnson has formally set a date to deliver Secretary of DHS Alejandro Mayorkas's articles of impeachment. Speaker Johnson informed Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today that the articles would be delivered to the Senate on April 10th, and he urged that the trial be held expeditiously. Billionaire crypto con artist and big donor to the Marxist Dems, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been sentenced to 25 years in jail. Bankman-Fried is responsible for running one of the biggest financial frauds in American history through his company FTX. Jurors in his trial only needed 3 hours of deliberations to find Bankman-Fried guilty of all 7 criminal counts. Prosecutors sought 40 to 50 years in jail for the con artist, while Bankman-Fried's lawyers proposed a prison term between 5 and 6 years, all because he's a, quote, good doer and a vegan. And that's right, because all good doers defraud their friends, customers, and investors $10 billion, right? And Marxist Dem Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison may have hit a new low. I know that's very hard to do these days with these Marxist Dems. Ellison announced this week that his office is investigating 2 major automakers for making their cars too easy for young people to steal. Take a listen.
We've also got to go upstream. We've got to make sure that the automobiles are not so easy to steal so that they're a tempting, attractive nuisance for young people. And, you know, right now we are investigating 2 major automakers because their cars are dramatically too easy to steal for young people.
It is truly amazing that Ellison can go on national TV and say this with a straight face, because he's seemingly uninterested in charging criminals. So why not just go after the automakers? Make it easy. And over in crime-ridden New York City, the NYPD today buried one of their own after he was shot and killed by a career criminal in an ordinary traffic stop last week. President Trump attended the funeral for the slain officer, while Joe Biden couldn't even be bothered to call the family. Take a listen to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre relaying the message for the puppet president.
Relates to the death of the officer. Look, our hearts go out to this officer who tragically lost his life in the line of duty. We're also praying for his family during this difficult time, who now has an empty seat at their dinner table. President Biden is deeply grateful for the sacrifices police officers make to keep our community safe. This shooting is yet another painful reminder of the toll of gun violence, that what it's doing to inflict on families and our communities and our nation. And that's why the president signed more than 24 executive actions. That's why we're able to pass a bipartisan agreement to deal with the gun violence that we're seeing in this country. Obviously, more work needs to be done. We need Congress to continue to act on making sure that our communities are safe. Again, our hearts go out to this officer and his family. It's a difficult time for them.
The irony of it all was that Joe Biden is actually in New York today. Biden flew up to the Big Apple to attend a $25 million fundraiser headlined by none other than Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Obama, who is presumably running the country for this highly demented president, was on Air Force One this morning with Joe Biden. Take a listen to Obama board the plane this morning and say hello to the press. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was quite fast to let everybody know this was off the record and all cameras and audio were to be cut.
Hey, you all. I want to make sure we are all aware that this is off the record. Okay. Off the record, yeah. Off the record, off the record.
How's it going, everybody?
At this point, it's hard for anybody to doubt who really runs this country. Join us each and every day for the Great America Show, and be sure to join us for Lou Dobbs Tonight each and every weeknight on Rumble at rumble.com/Lou Dobbs Tonight. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs Tonight. I'm John Fawcett with this Great America Show Midday Update. Have a great day, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.